Don't panic. You're fine. Please don't panic. No, 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 you're fine. You're fine. It's me. It's me. And you're fine. Just calm down. I know this is... I didn't want it to be like this. I didn't want it to be like this, but I don't have a choice. And you're fine. You're safe. I'm your best friend. I would never hurt you. I know. I shouldn't have drugged you. I know that, but I couldn't think of another way to get you here. Not without... I've tried to get you to come here. I asked you, I begged you. But you... I understand, I get it. Why would you want to come to the middle of nowhere? I couldn't tell you why. I understand, I do. I understand. And I wanted to wait, I did, but I can't. I can't wait. I needed you. I need you. Since the attack, you're the only one. You're the only one who's been there for me. The only one who sees me as human anymore. Everyone else. Well, they might say the right things, make the right noises, but I smell their fear. They keep their distance, and it's not subtle. And I understand, I do. I mean, I was attacked by a werewolf. I've been infected. It's in my blood. I'm a werewolf now. It's understandable that they're afraid, but I'm still me. And you're the only one who sees that. You're the only one that's been there for me. When everything has felt so unreal, you're the only real thing in my life. I think I would have gone crazy without you. You're my best friend. It had to be you. Couldn't be anyone else. But I didn't want it to be like this. I want you to know that. I need you to know that, because this is going to be difficult. There's no way of getting around that. Circumstances are not. This is... I fought it. I did. It was hard. Because you were always there. I could sense you, taste you, smell you. My senses are so keen now. And so attuned to you. You have no idea. You have no idea. You never did. I like you. You're right, now is not the time. We've run out of time. I always had a crush on you. Always. You had no idea. I hid it well, but... You know, when you survive a werewolf attack, they give you pamphlets. Just... shiny pieces of paper with information. And it doesn't help. It does the opposite. It's scary. And it's so, so, it's politically correct. They talk about instincts and imprinting. Imprinting, like I'm a baby dog. True. When you change, you're still a human, but inside there's an animal. And it's not logical, it's not reasonable, it's instinct and want, and it growls and it claws and only 5% of people attacked by a werewolf survive. Everyone knows that figure. But what you don't know, what they don't tell you, is that 50% survive the attack. It's what comes after that they don't survive. The rush of adrenaline, the instincts, the need, the hunger, the want. They're not strong enough. You told me I was strong. When I was laying there in a hospital, I heard you. I heard you. And you were right. I survived. I'm strong. I realized what I needed to do. All those people die because they fight the beast. The instincts, the want. It's so heavy. I can feel it. I can feel it in my skin. My bones. All those people die because they don't embrace the beast. You have to accept it. Doesn't make you less, it makes you more. Suddenly, being human, it's more. You embrace it. You accept it. Like you embraced me. Like you accepted me. The beast. It feels. Without complications, without excuses, without civilized politeness. I've loved you forever. And the beast took that love and it embraced it, accepted it. It curled around it, felt it grow, become a base instinct, imprinting. Not the word. Not the real word. That's the polite term for what the beast whispers in my ear. Mate. 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 You're my mate. No. Shh. It won't be painful. It won't. I would never hurt you. That's why I brought you here. Far away from anyone who can stop what has to happen. Because this has to happen. I need this to happen. You're my mate. I love you. The beast made me realize that I can't hold back. Because you didn't hold back. You didn't walk away. He stayed close. Like a mate would. Shh. I know you're scared. That's human fear. You'll understand soon. You'll understand. And it won't hurt. It doesn't have to hurt. It's just blood. It doesn't have to be violent. It doesn't have to be painful. It can be sweet. Oh, no, don't. Don't. I want it to be sweet. But I will do what I have to. If you fight, if you struggle, you're my mate. You don't understand what that means right now, but you will. You'll feel them. You'll feel it like electricity under your skin. You'll feel it in your bones, and you'll understand. I don't expect you to understand until then. So you can shout at me, you can struggle, you can do what humans do. It doesn't matter. Because I don't have a choice. Oh, I feel that. The moon. The moon's coming. Don't worry. Don't worry. I have supplies. First aid. Water and food. Because we'll have to wait. We'll have to wait days to be sure. We have to wait to be certain that it can't be stopped. Remember how I lay in the woods for 5 days? When they got to me, there was no hope of stopping the infection. Well, you won't have to go further. I'll keep you warm. I'll hold you close. I'll make sure that you're fine. And I'll know. And if it doesn't take, well, we'll wait until the next full moon. Plan for this. I've prepared. Don't worry, mate. Don't worry. Can you smell it? Can you smell the moonlight? Not yet, but you will. Oh, you'll understand. You'll understand why I'm doing this. Until then. Me. I love you.
I love you.
I love you. And that's...
That's... Why... Why... Did you...